Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elijah Moore, you guys got in like a big fight about it.
Not a big fight. He just, I don't know why he had this like ridiculously hot take about Elijah Moore being this awful move.
Do you think it was a lack of a name? What do you think it was with Elijah Moore?
What do you mean?
In my mind, here's what I was going through last night, as I did do the show last night for 5 hours, and then I'm turning around and doing this show right now. I know some people
are
like,
do you want your flowers?
Kind of. You know, every now and then you get
a... you've now brought that up three times, so I think...
Well, twice was off air. This was... Well, so somebody DM'd me the other day
and
was like, hey, what happened to you? I mean, what do you mean what happened to me? I have my own show. It's at night. It's 7 to 12. And they're like, Oh, I stopped listening at 6, so I know. I just thought you got another job somewhere, and I'm like, that's what happened to me. Like, there's a portion of people that I just don't exist to anymore.
Yeah, bleep those people.
That kind of sucks. So yes, I'm a little sensitive about it, maybe, because I go tonight and I'm like, hey, I got this show. You guys all should listen. And you know, if you stop listening at 6, you probably just think I got replaced by John Vicari.
Yeah, could happen.
I know.
It could happen.
I mean, I'm dead.
It could happen. He's young. He's cheap.
Yeah, well, relatively.
I think. I don't know. I know he's young.
Broke his arm. Yeah. So is Elijah Moore.
How do you break your wrist on a Smith machine?
That was bad. I did like that so he got an Uber ride, and that Uber driver at least was listening to me on the station. That was good.
I didn't see that.
What do you mean you didn't see that?
What do you mean?
He said it in the story.
What story?
So in the story he's telling, he's going to the hospital, which
story?
Is insane. The John Vicari breaking the wrist story.
Never heard it.
Were you not here that day? Or were you here and just not... All here.
No, I was off for Friday and Monday.
Spano, he wasn't here for the John Vicari wrist story?
No.
No, I don't think he
was. I was not.
All right, so John Vicari tells the story.
That was on Monday.
I heard it secondhand.
Yeah, it was
on
Monday.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. So John Vicari is telling this whole big story about how he breaks his wrist, and then he has to go to the hospital, and he takes an Uber ride. Because the Uber ride is, you know, I don't know why he couldn't drive himself, but he took an Uber. And in the Uber, it's Saturday night, I'm doing CBS Sports Radio, right?
He says he couldn't grip with his right hand, that's why.
It's a weak excuse.
I agree.
Just a weak excuse.
100%. I would hate to have an issue with my right hand.
Yeah, we know why. So anyway, so...
That's where you bet. Your right hand to bet?
My right thumb.
Who's in the Uber?
Knew it.
The guy's listening to me on CBS Sports Radio.
In the Uber.
And the guy's listening to me on CBS Sports Radio, and the guy's like getting ready to call in because he doesn't like my Aaron Rodgers take. He's like, Jonathan is just, I'm this close to calling in. And that's when John Vicari's like, oh, you know, I work at that station. Guy had no idea John Vicari worked at the station. He was just listening.
Who would?
Yeah, that's fair too.
I mean, it's not a shot at John. I mean, he's relatively young and new.
That's where I think John got in his feelings a little bit, because he wanted the person to be like, oh, John Vicari. Oh, yeah. Oh, love you. Love you. You're awesome. Your updates can't be matched. I think that's what he wanted, but it doesn't happen that way. Life doesn't work that way. And so anyway, so then he moved forward, and then he went to the hospital, and then he left. That was it.
And away we go.
And away we go. So 22-year-old Elijah Moore. What I was saying last night, what I like about Elijah.
Who's older, Elijah Moore or Vicari?
I think Elijah Moore is younger because he's 22. It's hard to be younger than 22.
Vicari's 22, I think.
I think he's 23 now at this point, right?
Is he?
I think he's 23.
Okay. Well.
You're splitting hairs, though, right?
It doesn't
really matter. Elijah Moore's at least had a career somewhere else. Whereas John Vicari is starting off here and he's doing his minor league baseball and he's going to go off somewhere else. Either way, I like the move. I feel like most people don't like the move because you spent 48 hours talking about Jerry Jeudy. You spent 48 hours thinking Jerry Jeudy was the consolation prize.
Mm-hmm.
You thought, oh, all right, fine. I'll settle for a Jerry Jeudy.
I wouldn't be settling for Jerry Jeudy. I was really excited about that move.
I think most people were thinking, we were talking about DeAndre Hopkins, we were talking about Adam Thielen, we were talking about all these other guys, we were talking about Odell Beckham Jr., and then Jerry Jeudy got brought in the equation, and Jerry Jeudy was not anyone's first choice. He wasn't, but he became everyone's first choice after looking around and saying, okay, they're not going to trade for D-Hop, they're not going to trade for, they're not going to do any of the big splash names. Jeudy is a big splash name, but he's on a different tier than those guys, and I feel like everyone's like, all right, if that's what it is, it's what it is, and then you get Elijah Moore. And I feel like you have to talk yourself into Elijah Moore a little bit harder. But what I like about it is he is young. He is cheap. He's going to be $1.4 million next year, $1.8 million the year after. And he's a deep threat. We asked for three things from Andrew Berry. He accomplishes all three of those things, Dustin.
I'm happy with the move. I mean, I think this solves a couple of issues. I mean, number one, it gives you a receiver. It saves you a pick, too, because you trade it back.
You dropped 32 spots, which isn't crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you do the math on the trade chart that a lot of the analytics guys use, I mean, pick, what, 74 is worth like 220, 220 points, and pick 42 is worth like, I want to say like 600 or something, whatever. The point is,
I was almost going to give you a lot of credit for being a big trade chart guy.
Yeah, well, I studied it last night, and it basically, if you just didn't get a pick back, it's almost like you gave up the 66th pick. In terms of the value this guy.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
I think so.
Fantastic deal, especially with someone with extremely high upside. Now, I did take a lot of calls last night, and people seem to be upset about the idea that he comes with a little bit. Excuse me, not a ton, but a little bit of baggage, Dustin. He comes with the idea that he wasn't the world's greatest company man in New York. And my response to that would be, why would you be the world's greatest company man if the company you work for sucks? Why am I going to go crazy to try to make myself the world's greatest New York Jet when they're throwing out their garbage quarterbacks mixed with garbage coaching, mixed with zero opportunity to see you succeed when you go from your rookie year where you ended it with a quad injury missing the final five games to your sophomore season where you then get downgraded in targets? Like, that doesn't happen to players, and it happened to Elijah Moore. He had a right to be mad about the situation and how it went down in New York.
Mm-hmm.
100% he had a right to be mad about it. He talked about it. We'll get to some of those clips that he had to play. We'll take you based off of what you heard over the previous 24 to 48 hours. Do you feel better about Moore fitting in with the Browns now? Some of you guys were worried yesterday. He's got a little bit of a character issue. He was a little bit of a problem in New York that maybe he'd be a problem here. I'll explain why I think it's okay and why I think it'll be a good thing. I think there's a big difference, Dustin, between the idea of being a bad teammate, being a bad locker room guy, being a bad this and bad that, and then what transpired last year with Elijah Moore.
I don't know exactly what happened with him. I know he was catching passes from Zach Wilson, and that was few and far between. His rookie year, he was really good, and he had like five different quarterbacks and six touchdowns. Last year was not good.
He had a five-week stretch where he had 450 yards and five touchdowns. It was awesome. Then had the quad injury and it got shut down. And then the second year, they turned around and just did not use him at all. And I don't know. I feel like he was just put in an awful situation. Like, Elijah Moore was asked about his chemistry with Zach Wilson last year at one point. And he said, I don't get the ball, I wouldn't know. Well, all right, so you're having a little bit of an attitude, but you're upset. You're upset about the fact that you think you are, in his draft class, he was the second fastest receiver in the entire class, second only to Henry Ruggs. Like, he's incredibly talented, second round pick. They're just not using him. Like, that would be extremely frustrating.
Right.
I understand it from his perspective. I really do. And I also understand the Browns fan that is looking and seeing what happened with the Jets last year and seeing how it all went down and saying, well, wait a second. Why are we rolling a Molotov cocktail across the floor to the Browns receiver room? Like, we are potentially bringing in a very, very harmful player to this team, and I don't think it's going to go down that way. I don't see it that way.
I mean, they're not bringing in Antonio Brown here.
That's what fans are making it seem like.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't either. They're making it seem like you're bringing in, like, the biggest diva you've ever seen. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not. he's fine. He's not one of these guys that's going to cause a ruckus, I don't believe.
Yeah, and he's cheap. He's on a rookie deal for two more years, and we'll see what happens.
I mean, if he's that bad as far as for like causing a scene, you can just you I mean, if can he, cut if, costs
if,
and
if,
just go.
If he was able to put up the numbers he did with guys like Mike White and Flacco and who else was there?
Zach Wilson.
No, but his first year, there was a couple of the quarterbacks that played. Who's the guy that got hurt?
I just remember Mike White going in and tearing up against Buffalo or Cincinnati.
Yeah, either way. Doesn't matter. Yeah. He had a really good rookie year. Upside's there, you know? And this whole idea that, you know, like his catch percentage and stuff, like it was double. Double what it was with Zach Wilson, his rookie year.
You're a catch percentage guy now. Who are you?
No, I'm not a catch percentage guy. That's Nick's big argument.
Draft chart?
I know. I think catch percentage is stupid.
I've never heard you to be a catch percentage guy.
I'm not a catch percentage guy. I'm just rebuttaling the idea that catch percentage matters. It doesn't.
Yeah, you brought it to the equation. That's why I thought it was fascinating.
No, because people look at it, and if you don't watch a guy play, and I don't watch him play every game, so I can't sit here and be like, oh, catch percentage is the end-all be-all. Because if you're targeted on a play, that means the football's thrown your direction, and either you catch it or you don't. And if people think you don't catch it, then that's bad on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be 5 yards over your head. It could be in the dirt.
Right.
That's still a target.
That's why people like PFF a little bit more than things like catch percentage, because PFF is looking at every single play, right? But there's problems with all of this. What I want to know is how would he fit in with Kevin Stefanski? And how would he fit in with this Browns offense? And this is exactly the type of player that we needed. I'm sorry that he's not Adam Thielen, who I wanted because of what he does in the red zone. Previous 3 years, he's been as good as Travis Kelce in the red zone. I'm sorry he's not Hopkins. I'm sorry he's not Judy. I'm sorry he's not even Gabe Davis, who I was championing for at one point as well.
Yeah.
He's not, okay? But he qualifies and checks off every single thing that the Browns, going into this offseason, told us they needed in a wide receiver. He's cheap, he's young, and he's a blazing guy.
He's a blazer from the slot. He can take the top off of defense. He's got good hands. He was a really good player coming out of high school and Ole Miss. And, yeah, he did the dog pee thing. Okay.
It's kind of funny.
It cost him the game.
It did.
But it was still pretty funny.
It was kind of funny.
Not going to lie. Kind of funny.
Yeah, it was good. I saw the, I quote tweeted it yesterday, the whole timeline of events based off of that one move and what transpired and the amount of lives that changed because of that celebration. It was fine. All right, so Elijah Moore spoke today, and he talked at first about whether he had anything to regret from last year. Here we go.
I wouldn't do anything over. I'm in a space right now where I feel like everything happens for a reason always. So I take it with a grain of salt. If something's happening in my life, I'm gonna take what I can from it. I'm gonna capture it. You see what I'm saying? And I'm gonna move forward. You know, because you made mistakes. You see what I'm saying? And everyone in life has not been perfect. So as long as you learn it from it and keep going and try to be a good person, I feel that's all that matters. Would I have worded some things differently? Yes, but not take anything back. My heart was always in the right spot. You see what I'm saying? I've never moved without intention. You know, I'm very intentional. So, especially in a positive way, and I always move, you know, with respect. So if that's my intentions, I don't have nothing to regret.
And he shouldn't have anything to regret. I mean, yeah, some people are mad because he made a big deal about things after a win. You're on a 3-game winning streak, and then he's speaking about the lack of touches that he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that ain't great, but you got to carve out your own path in the NFL. No one's gonna take care of you.
And he's also really young. You know, if you're 22 years old, by the way, Vicari is 22.
22, not 23.
If you're 22 years old, okay, I remember when I was 22, dumb, made poor decisions, had to grow up. I think we'll give him a little time.
Was that just you young, or is that current day?
No, I'm just, well.
Scouting report.
Both.
Okay.
I'm 40 now. I'm a man.
Yes, you are.
Allegedly.
Yes, you are. Age is just a number.
But my point is, the guy's 22. He played in New York. Let's give him a chance. It's a really relatively low risk for the Browns. It's mm-hmm. not going to cost them a lot of money. And it cost them 30 spots in the draft. Which, everyone we've talked to, every single person we talked to about the wide receiver position in this draft says there's not a better player at 42 than Elijah Moore. So what's the problem?
I don't see one. I have a hard time thinking that Jackson Smith and Jigba is worse than
You're not getting him at 42?
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like we go through the whole list of people. This is the Jerry Jeudy discussion. You had people on, and they're like, well, no one in the draft is better than Jerry Jeudy. You're not going to find it. And it's like, well, even if everyone fell down there, or were you making the case that at 42, the receiver you'd pick at 42 isn't going to be better?
No. The player that you would be picking, assuming that was a wide receiver at 42, would not be better. So now what you did
I misheard you there.
You ended up getting a receiver for the 42nd pick. Pretend you drafted Elijah Moore at 42. And then you also got a pick in the third round.
Yeah, yeah. Elijah Moore talked about his role and what he expects to be with this team. Here we go.
I can't predict the future, but I'm going to put my best foot forward. I feel like I'm here for a reason, so whatever happens, I'm going to be ready for it. You know, people go through things, and you got to learn from it. I feel like I'm the type of person that learns from my mistakes. You see what I'm saying? We're all human, so I'm just going to try to do what I feel like I could have did better last year in whatever position I'm going to be in now.
So what do you think his role is actually going to be, though? Is he going to be... What are we expecting out of Elijah Moore? That's what I want to hear. 216-474-0092.
I said this yesterday. I expect him to have 750 yards and somewhere between 5 and 7 touchdowns.
Is that what Donovan Peoples-Jones' expectations are as well? Or
I think Donovan Peoples-Jones, for me, it's over 1,000 yards.
Okay, so that means Elijah Moore, in your mind, is a third. He's the third wide receiver.
Listen, if we think...
He's the boy to the Higgins and Chase.
And if you don't think this, then you just shouldn't... I mean, just... Be a fan of a different team.
All right, we gotta be careful with myself here, okay?
Because if you don't think that Deshaun Watson can throw for 5,000 yards this year, then we've got the wrong quarterback.
5,000?
Yeah. 4,500?
He's never thrown for 5,000 before in his career. Okay, he threw for 4,800 his final year.
He's never played in 17 games either.
Yeah, but 5,000 happens for, you know, a handful of players.
He threw 4,800 yards in 2020.
And we did. But it was also a season that only three other quarterbacks in NFL history
have
ever put up.
And he's on a much better team with a much better offensive line and arguably better weapons.
Listen, I don't hate having expectations for Deshaun Watson because you pay him all that money. He needs to have those expectations. I think I have deep respect for a 5,000-yard season, though. That is, they're not common. Last year, we had one 5,000-yard passer in the entire NFL,
okay,
and that was Patrick Mahomes.
Let me correct myself to make it more reasonable.
Thank you. That's okay, good.
If he doesn't throw for 4,500 yards this year.
That one sounds better to me, yes. I know, maybe that's a little me nitpicking there.
You were?
I just think there's like, you know how getting like to 300 wins in baseball is like a big milestone? 5,000-yard seasons in the NFL, that's a big milestone to me. That's hitting 60 home runs as opposed to hitting 55 home runs. Like 60 is its own number.
I mean, Jared Goff threw for almost 4,500 yards last year.
Yeah, I think 4,500 is not without reason. Mainly because we've seen him do it before.
Well, then,
and that means
then
he's
hear
a,
me out. My point is, I think you better get 750 from Elijah Moore. I think you should get 1,000 from DPJ. I think you can get 1,300 from Amari Cooper. And maybe another 700 from...
Njoku?
Njoku. And then you'd piecemeal the rest.
Okay. I love the optimism. I like where your head is at.
Well, it's not necessarily optimism, Jonathan. It's more what we should expect. Like, if we don't get that, then this is a complete disaster, and Deshaun Watson's not the player we thought he was.
I think the important thing here is that we at least have somebody that you can slot in and say, this person should be getting 750 yards, whereas before 24 hours ago, we had Njoku with those expectations.
We had DPJ, we had Cooper. 10 games last year?
Oh, I agree with you.
He started 5?
I agree with you.
And he caught for 460 yards.
I'm boxed up with you. I agree 100%. He should be... 750 is not an unrealistic expectation. Not in the slightest bit. Elijah Moore should be able to get that. But what I do know is that I wasn't having those expectations on David Bell, and I wasn't having those on Anthony Brickhand Schwartz.
And also, I'll say this. It's not fair just to judge somebody based 100% wholly on stats. Because we could watch this season play out, and all of a sudden Elijah Moore could be like the security blanket. Like every third down, Watson needs to find somebody, and he all of a sudden is like the go-to guy. What if he's the go-to guy in the red zone? Like what if he has 400 yards receiving, but he scores like 8 touchdowns? I mean, there's different ways to look at it. I want to see the production. I want to see the fit.
I also think he's got big play capabilities, and he's got big game capabilities, too.
100%.
Look at that Dolphins game.
Watch the highlight video from his rookie year.
That Miami game.
Oh, my God.
140 yards? Like, he can do that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need him to be a rock star every single week. But if you can have a couple games this next year where you're like, oh, that's an Elijah Moore game, he just went off and was awesome, and Kevin Stefanski got to use him in different ways, he's more than worth the price of admission. 216-474-0092. Go to Chuck up next in the Fan. Hello, Chuck. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Dustin.
Yo.
Hey, Dustin, that 5,000 now, man. Come on, give him a break, man, because, you know, they didn't have Nick Chubb down there in Houston when he threw for that 4,800. So Nick Chubb is going to take some of them air yards away from him.
They were also adding another game, too, Chuck. They did played 16 games back then.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at it like that. Then it depends on the coach. I mean, if the coach is going to go, it depends on Stefanski. Hopefully he will let him throw, you know, and use his ability to run and stuff like that. So I would say 45. That's more.
Okay, that's fine. 4,500 yards is a great year. That puts you in the top five of every quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
Yeah, that's 40, over 45. That way, Dustin, if you do go over 45 and get to 5,000, the prediction is still standing.
So last year, just I'll give you the stats, right? So Mahomes threw for 5,250, which was the best, right? Herbert, 4,700. Tom Brady, who everyone says is shot, at 47 years old, threw for 4,700 yards. So, okay, third in the league, by the way.
That's why Brady's coming out of retirement. Week six.
That's a hot take. I kind of agree with you. Kirk Cousins, 4,500, but Burrow right around 45, and then Jared Goff, 44,38. So, yeah, I mean,
45 is not bad.
Yeah, 45, I think, is a reasonable number.
Yeah. All right. We hope so.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll be better.
Thank you, Chuck. All right. 216-474-0092, which leads us to our next question then. Does this erase any excuses for Deshaun Watson? When you add someone like Elijah Moore, are we now at the point, you know, if we didn't add Elijah Moore, Deshaun Watson would have had excuses. He would have, because I'm sorry, Amari Cooper and DPJ, I like them both. That wasn't a good enough receiving room. Adding someone like Elijah Moore, does that tip the scales enough where you're like, okay, sorry, Deshaun, you're out of excuses. This is the year you got to do this, because when you look at the offense as a whole, Dustin, I do feel like this offense is good enough now where Deshaun's got to not only hit the ground running, but if it's week five, week six, you can't be turning around being like, well, who am I throwing to? You can't do the Aaron Rodgers like he did last year and then all of a sudden bust toss the whole wide receiver room being like, I'm throwing to nobody. No, not at this point, not in my mind.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.